I think it's good, you know, to have, to try and develop a sort of theory of the universe while you are working, learning things. Try to couple everything that enters your head, fit it into this theory, so that you can say, well, I understand the universe. Well, of course, the fact is, 45 years ago, it was very hard to do this, or the theory of the universe that you had if you were a chemist was a very simple one, because you didn't understand what chemical bonds were, you didn't know the origin of, say, ferromagnetism was, everything was sort of was uncertain, mystical. Now, as time has gone by, I think we can say that, we can say that it seems, at least it seems to me, that we have a very good idea about the universe. Not only about the properties of simple molecules, but also of complicated molecules, high polymers or proteins, nucleic acids, polysaccharides, even such mechanisms as a mechanism of heredity. And the younger generation, starting out with a clear view of the universe, which may not be completely correct, and of course is incomplete, ought to be able to clarify the portions that still remain dark for us.